Another idea on the pasuk, "Enei cholenachi yaseberu v'etanotim lahem v'ta'achlam b'ito." We started talking about that pasuk, but we could also add the following. The Radak, Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei, refers to the fact that even animals that don't have das, they still look up towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu to feed them. Like sometimes you'll notice that, let's say, fish start swimming at the top of the bowl, looking and waiting for the food to come because they know someone's given to them. Do they know who you are? Do they care about you? Do they know anything? No, but we could say in a certain extent, without them even realizing, they're putting their hope in you, like they're trusting in you. So all animals, we could say about them, Enei kol elachi yisibera, the eyes of all look up towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu to feed them. They just don't understand who they're looking up towards. But we realize, so we say, Ki ata notein lahem v'ta'achlam b'ito. But we are the one, we recognize that it's you, Hashem, that give everybody their food at the right time. Enei, their eyes look up to you. It's kind of like stressing the fact that it's like very tmimistic, it's very sincere and very, you know, without depth. They just look up towards you and they're waiting for you to feed them all of the world. But we recognize ki atah notein lahem v'ta'achlam b'ito. Notein emphasizes the fact that it's a present, that everyone that he's feeding, all the animals and people, it's all a present. He doesn't owe us anything. And ki atah notein lahem, also, it's not just that Hashem creates the food and then we have to go find it, but he creates the food and he brings it towards us. He has food grow near the places that we live, the things that it is that we're going to need. He's behind all the entire process that brings it up into your plate. But not only that, he gives it to you, meaning even when it's in front of you, you eat it, but now he created an entire system that it could digest within your body, and your body will take the good things and send away the bad things. And it's like, when he gives you food, he gives it to you the full way through, from the very beginning of the process until the end of the process. Their food. Each animal has a different food that they need to live, and each person also, at every stage in their life, there's different food that they're going to need. We could see this most directly, let's say, when a little baby is born. So he doesn't have teeth, and he can't do anything. He can't chew. Yeah, it's very dangerous if anything would be in his mouth. Kadosh Baruch Hu put his food in the mother, right there, in the best way possible, gave the baby a sucking reflex, the ability to eat that milk. But not only that, not everyone realizes, but a mother's milk changes as the baby gets older. It starts off very thin, and as it gets older and it needs like more nourishment, the mother's milk becomes thicker and thicker in order like to match what the baby's new needs are. And that's only one little example of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always doing for us. He makes available in the world food that's appropriate for children, and then as you're growing, and then when you're elderly. So all these things, ki atah notein lahem v'ta'achlam, their food, each person's specific food. Everyone has their own needs, b'ito, each one of the time that it is that they need to eat. Now we just mentioned how Kadosh Baruch Hu gives everyone food, and the next pasuk, pei, gets more into that idea. Hashem gives over the food. Poteach et yadecha, Umaspia lekol chai rotzon. Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up his hand. Victor Miller discusses, you know the halacha. We said that why do we say Asher every single day, three times a day? So we mentioned the beginning of Asher because of this pasuk, which is the most important pasuk in the entire Asher. Poteach et yadecha, umaspia lekol chai rotzon, and because Asher is written in the form of the Aleph Beis, that's why it is that anyone that says Asher three times a day is considered a Ben Olam Haba. The Mishnah Berurah says that, let's say you didn't have Kavanah when you said Poteach et yadecha, you have to say it again. And let's say when you remember that you didn't have Kavanah, it's too late in the davening. You're going to miss davening Shemona Esrei with a minyan, so you can't go back to that right now. So when davening is over, you say again from Poteach et yadecha, and you finish until the end of Ashrei. But you have to make sure that you say every day Poteach et yadecha with Kavanah. So asks Rav Avigdor Miller in his sefer, why is it that's in Poteach et yadecha that's not already in the pasuk beforehand? Everybody looks up and puts their hope in you. You are the one that gives everybody their food in their right time. So what's added in Poteret Yedecha, you open up your hand and you satiate everybody, Kol Chai Rotzon. So he lists a whole bunch of things that we find in this pasuk that wasn't in the pasuk earlier. The first thing that he mentioned is that we're mentioning Poteach, how Hashem opens his hand fully. In other words, it could be that, let's say, since we're sending to him all the time, and the energy that we get from the food that he gives to us, we're not necessarily putting towards the things that he would want us to put it towards. It could be that when you're giving to somebody, you could kind of like hand it to them in a unwanting way, like where they feel from you and they see that you don't really want to be giving it, but you feel forced to because you don't want them to die, so you have to give them their food, but you're not excited about giving to them. Such a person would like keep his hand a little bit closed, like a little bit let some fall out, but keep his hand a little bit closed. You would sense something in his movement that he's a little bit holding it back, but has to give it to him, gives it anyway, not by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Poteach et yedecha, he fully opens his hand completely. When he gives to people, even Rishayim, he's giving it to fully willingly, with like a desire to want to feed and to give to them. That's one thing that we see in this pasuk that we didn't see in the previous pasuk. Another thing is refers to the Yad of Hashem. When we refer to the Yad of Hashem, so that should be reminiscent to us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim with Yad HaChazaka. All the miracles of the Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf referring to as Yad HaChazaka. That same Yad HaChazaka that creates the world, that all of the world is beholden, it's held in his hands when he takes B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's the same hand that's feeding us, because there are so many things that went into this world, such a system that's only set in place that everyone should have what it is that they need to eat. Everything about how rain happens, everything with gravity, everything with the sun, so many things that went into, with plants, with animals, the food chain, everything is in order that everybody should have what to eat, the different kind of food that's appropriate for them, and enough of it, and where it is that they live. So he used his entire Yad HaChazaka, and he opened it completely when feeding the world. That's another thing we see in this pasuk that we didn't see in the previous pasuk. Another thing that we see in this pasuk, ki atano tein lahem, that we see, maspia l'kol chai ratzon. He satiates everybody's desire, everybody's interest. Meaning, he could have made it that all food is exactly the same. Every day, you need to eat this thing, this amount of it, and then you will survive, and we would have accepted it. We wouldn't have expected anything differently. But Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world in a way that he didn't just give us enough food to live. He made so many different types of food with so many different types of flavors and so many different colors and so many different smells to attract us and draw us into it, to create for us the most pleasurable eating experience that shows a tremendous love, something that's unnecessary. It's not that we needed it to live. He just wants to pamper us. We see like a parent that just wants to spoil his children. He's trying to just give to us. That we don't see in the previous pasuk. That we see over here. Maspia kokai chayraton. He tries to satiate everybody's desire. You know, sometimes here in Torah Chada, they'll make like a special meal on Yom Yerushalayim, Yom Ha'atzma'ut. And not always is the food different food. Sometimes it's exactly the same caterer and exactly the same food. But they set up the table in such a way, like they sprinkle different like green leaves on top of it, or like the way they present the food just makes it like more exciting. So you see, even the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents the food, the way he makes it look, it's meant to attract us, that we're excited to eat that thing. So when we talk about different flavors, we don't just mean, okay, peppers taste like this, cucumbers taste like that, apples taste like that. But even within the apples, there's sour apples, there's sweet apples, there's something in the middle. There's like so many different flavors even within the apple. When you're eating chicken, there's so many different type of birds and flavors within that. So many different types of meat. You just go to Papa Gallo's and everything they bring out is meat and chicken, but there's so many different kinds of it. So that's Maspir Kol Chai Ratzon. He satiates everybody's desire, just trying to make us enjoy it in the best way possible. Another thing that we see hinted at in this pasuk is Maspir Kol Chai, meaning it stresses Chai, alive, meaning the food keeps us alive. By giving us food, he's giving us life. That's stressed over here. Maspir Kol It's also stress of yalakot, meaning every single type of animal, every single type of plant, everyone gets their own kind of food. Okay, that's the differences. That's some of the things that are in Potecha Yedecha that aren't in the previous pasuk. Now, there's the Gemara in Pesachim says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us food, it's directly coming from Him, and it shows two Pesachim. One is we see by Yaakov, and Yaakov said, "Hamalach Hagol Osi Mikol Ra," the Malach that Hashem sent that redeemed me from everything bad in my life. And yet, then Yaakov Avinu continues and he says, "Ha'Elokim Haro'eoti," the God that shepherded me. Meaning, says the Gemara, that when it came to saving him from his sorrows, saving him from his suffering, that Hashem did through a malach. But when it came to shepherding him, to feeding him, that Hashem did himself. That's Ha'elokim Haro'eoti, Hashem himself that shepherded me. And the Zohar, not the Zohar, the Gra, I think, points out that the Rosh HaTevos of Potech et Yedecha, Pei, Aleph Yud, is 91, which is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, plus the word Adoshem, right? Noi. So those two together equals 91, which is the Rosh HaTevos Pei, Aleph Yud, to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's doing Potech et Yedecha. He's the one that's directly feeding us, even more than the Hashgacha Pratis that goes into saving somebody from their suffering is the breakfast, lunch, and supper that he gives to them every day. The Chafetz Chaim says we see this even in Ashrei, because in the Pasuk for Samach, it says, "Somech Hashem l'kol ha'noflim." We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu in third person. Hashem raises up all those that fall. I mean, all those that are suffering or going through something difficult, Hashem raises them up, upholds them. However, when it comes to the next pasuk, it says "Va'ata noten lehem et achlam bito." But you, now we switch to second person. You give us their food, everybody their food at the right time. So when it comes to feeding us, we switch into second person. You, as opposed to when we spoke to raising us up from our suffering, we spoke to about Him in third person. So it's much more direct and much more personal when it is that He's feeding us every single day. The Midrash in Shmos Rabbah compares the way that Hashem feeds us. He said, we saw that also by the man, that the man tasted like whatever it is that you wanted it to taste like. And that's also to show us that even by the man, when He gave everybody the same exact thing to eat, but He wanted everybody to enjoy the flavor that it is that he would taste in it. The Midrash goes on and says, let's say young people would taste bread. Elderly people would taste honey. I guess old people like honey. We'll pick up from here.